organization was founded by Pharrell, but we have now almost 100 entrepreneurs with different stories of impact as a result of Black Ambition. And there's a full breadth of stories that we can be telling about who they are, what they will be, and what they will build as a result of the support and infrastructure of the organization.
I think storytelling has probably been a thing that I've leaned into mostly because I've worked for organizations that really cared about that. I was at a company where for them to even give you dollars for your budget, they were like, well, what's the story? So what are we going to do for this thing? Why is this important?
To be very honest with you, I was really angry. Being arrested should not be a death sentence. And at Rikers Island, there's a lot of human rights violations. No one was doing anything about it.
Organizational documents for like white male founders, they always have all the protections. And when I see women and minority founders, they're always trying to meet the investors halfway. That's really, really, really difficult place to start because in the end, they're just extracting from you.
I didn't just like grow from just influencers and just celebrities. I grew from this plus this plus this equals this. A lot of people are just like, how do you get Teyana Taylor, Chris Paul, this person? They're always asking that. And I'm like, what is your foundation look like for your business? Are you even ready to have an influencer like that? And you don't have enough inventory or don't have the proper system, it's gonna fail.
Looking back, I felt it was necessary to show a moment of, yes, you go through transitions. No, it won't be easy. I think I heard Lauryn Hill talk about how we always want to climb a mountain and stay at the top of the mountain. But like, you can't get to the top of the next mountain without coming down off of one.
The plant seeds that will grow trees whose shade you may never sit under. Success looks like that to me. This whole notion of holding my baby girl and understanding what legacy means for the first time in real time. And how, with everything that I've been afforded, all the gifts that I've been given, all the opportunities that I've been given, how can the impact and the ripple effect of what I'm able to make decisions about today impact those that I'll never meet?
It shapeshifts, but ultimately what it comes down to is inclusion and seeing like the bigger picture with how Black people can find a way into this space.
The piece that I've always come to learn is that, look, if you can have enough humility, and my definition of it is being confident and willing to admit what you don't know and what you know. And having that perspective for me has been transformative, just always being willing to exploit my own ignorance.
But if we start to see the LPs of the VCs, the first hires start to look like us. But I think for right now, we need to be exceptional. An unfortunate reality, but I think we're definitely moving the needle.
I will definitely tell you that it seems very simple. I literally just created the thing that I wished existed. At the time, it was so controversial. Every single person that I talked to about it said, this is never gonna happen. And if it does happen, you're the really wrong person to do it. The audacity of the belief in yourself, in God, in your ability, in not even caring, but just saying, I need this.
Man, I've always been the underdog. I've always been told no more than I've been told yes. People don't believe until you show them. When I step out and I'm like, I'm gonna shoot my shot, whether you believe or not. If you believe in it, you gotta put the kind of energy in the universe that I'm not taking no for an answer. It is what it is. You're gonna see me.